Why do you think Heise, even if he was an admirer of Wolff, didn't like much the Italienisches Liederbuch?
Well,
for the same reason that I don't admire Stockhausen. I think he was born at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what Heise's musical qualifications were. That's not entirely clear. But he could not have been a perceptive or profound musician if he rejected, as I'm sorry to say he did, Wolff's settings of his Italian sonata. So he simply couldn't have had any ears of musical ears worth discussing or speaking about.
Is there ever any example that you know of a great poet delighted with settings? One searches in vain for Hausmann being pleased with anything.
Yeah. Can't think of one offhand. They usually rather resent it.
Like they don't like it. They think it's the trope. They've already done it.
Tremendous fuss about Hausmann missing out one verse of
Vaughan Williams.
Yeah, Vaughan Williams. That's right. Yes.
Vaughan Williams said he ought to be grateful.
Ought to be grateful. So
that particular verse.
That
the goal stands up, the keeper stands up to keep the goal.
Yeah. He thought that was a self-evident proposition. Sorry to say, I know of this.
Poets and musicians, I mean, I suppose...
Gilbert couldn't understand Sullivan.
No.
I'm sure he was grateful to Nash, but whether he was grateful from the prosodical point of view is much less clear to me.
And maybe Goethe with the Celtic.
Goethe was Zelton. Right. That was because the settings were according to Goethe's own prescription and conformed with the rules the master had laid down. Yeah. But I think one reason is that the gift of the total interest in poetry and in music is really rather rare, isn't it? So that, I mean, it's rare enough to be a poet, let alone a poet who actually comprehends the details of music, and conversely. Mm-hmm. All this is best left to critics, I think. It's much too difficult for creative art.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How do you explain Mahler's remark that when you think of Mahler as a great songwriter, that Wolff wrote, 387 songs, and I hate 386 of them?
Yes,
like that.
Yes. I'm aware of that. Sorry to say, I rather resent that too. Mahler was a different kind of songwriter. Not a songwriter that I especially admire, but you can hear from his music why he doesn't appreciate Wolff.
Yeah.
He just hasn't got that kind of mind. If you listen to Mahler's songs from Des Knaben Wunderhorn, one actually might think at first, well, how well he captures the spirit of the original German text. When you come to look at the original German text in Des Knaben Wunderhorn, it's not there. He's made it up himself. I'm sure that Wodischot, Schönenton, Peten, Blasen is actually Mahler. And he treats verse in a way in which clearly Wolff would not. So their two minds were antithetical.
Perhaps also, they had to share a bed in this.
Oh, yes. I'm sure that's a difficulty.
There was huge antipathy on a personal level.
For
many reasons, also at the end of the life.
About the Vienna Opera.
Yeah. Except that, in 1897, Mahler comes to see Wolff, and Wolff writes a postcard, which begins, gestern besuchte mich der neu engagierte Kapellmeister Gustav Mahler, and he promises to do everything possible to stage der Corregidor in der kommenden Saison, he says. And I'm sure that actually Mahler meant that. I think there must have been by then some rapprochement. I'm sure Mahler actually did mean that he would do his best to stage Corregidor, but circumstances were against him. It might have got off to a better start if he had. That, another sublime masterpiece, neglected.
But he did eventually do it, didn't he?
He did eventually do it, but rather later. It had to be staged somewhere in the Austrian province, to start with.
The popular story is, isn't it, that the row with Mahler over not staging that opera was the beginning of Wolff's mental
yes.
problems. Is that actually a substantial?
I think... Even if one likes Mahler very little, it's a bit hard to equate him with the Spyro-Keaton Paladin. I don't believe that he actually caused Wolff's syphilis. I mean, Wolff's insanity was caused by the tertiary stage of syphilis, no doubt about it, for which Mahler cannot be held responsible.
But the trigger does seem to have been the response to that situation.
I'm not sure. It doesn't need a trigger. I mean, everyone who has syphilis goes mad. And something will have happened before that onset of insanity, which may be called a trigger. But the cause of it is the tertiary stage. Schumann went mad, and what was the trigger there from the same cause?